Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. Hello there. Thank you for coming to join me down here in the vault. Especially after Sage butchered that last story with his rather feeble narration. I would almost understand if you had decided to skip this week's broadcast. Let us get down to business, shall we? First, that door needs to be secured. Now then, the lights, such as they are down here, are not very fitting for the telling of a sinister tale, eh? There we go. Here, you may have this one. Much better. By the candlelight, we can now see each other clearly. Which of my fine stories shall we pick to regale not just you, but the rest of our dear listeners? That might be better suited for Valentine's Day. I think we have a winner. Yes, this is a story I call The Closet. Doug Dritter raised up in his bed. Next to him, his wife, Rebecca, stirred, but didn't fully wake. From down the hall, he could hear his stepdaughter, Haley, crying out for him. He thought that odd. Generally, when Haley was awoken by a nightmare in the middle of the night, it was Rebecca she called to comfort her. It seemed that the young girl was experiencing more and more bad dreams of late. Ever since Doug and Rebecca had married and they all moved back to his childhood home in Haddonfield. To say the 8-year-old girl and her stepfather hadn't seen eye to eye was putting it mildly. Haley was quite willful, and many a dinner had broken down to screaming matches between the two. Doug attempted to understand her feelings, but in his heart of hearts, he knew that what the child needed, he couldn't provide. He didn't have a time machine that would let him go back and give Haley 8 years of proper parenting. Haley's cry broke that train of thought, and he hurried down the hallway to her room. Knocking on her bedroom door, she gave him permission to enter. She had already turned on the lamp by her bed, and Doug felt his heart tighten at the sight of her tear-streaked face. She rubbed her eyes with the back of her hand as he took a seat on the bed next to her. "What's wrong, Haley?" he asked. "The monster won't let me sleep," she replied, and pointed to the closet. "Haley, you know there are no such things as real monsters. Not in the closet or under your bed. Here, I'll show you, okay?" he said and got up. "Mr. Bones is just so noisy," she sniffed. Doug stopped and gave a small laugh. "Mr. Bones? Why, when I was your age, I thought there was a monster in the closet with that name, too." "Ooh, maybe he's here for me and not you," Haley's stepfather grinned, and he was relieved to see that she smiled back. "He told me the same thing," she replied, as she switched off the lamp. The room was plunged into darkness, and Doug could hear the closet door creak. These tales of families bonding make me tear up. I hear that Rebecca and Haley are moving away from Haddonfield after the tragic incident. We have Aubrey Nash of Seattle, Washington, to thank for this story. She mentions that it was inspired by Mike Pence. Now, I've been told by Sage and the Retroist that my broadcasts will be carried on iTunes, possibly within the next week. And remember, if you would like to hear your own scary stories read on the air, you can send them to me on my Facebook page, Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. So, listeners, I hope to see you here next week at the same time for more of my sinister tales of terror. This has been a Retroist production. Sleep well, and goodbye.